something will happen. And then we went up the side of a hill where we have a little barbecue area to make the fire for the barbecue. And on the way up, I thought to myself, I'll go back down to the kitchen and refill this drink. And just then, something did happen. The thought came to me, this is the last one. I was well into the second fifth by this time, and as that thought came to me, it was as though someone had reached down and taken a heavy overcoat off my shoulders, for that was the last one. About 2 days later, I was called by a friend of mine from Nevada City. He's a brother of my wife's closest friend. He said, Earl? And I said, yes. He said, I'm an alcoholic. What do I do? And I gave him some idea of what you do, and so I made my first 12th-step call before I ever came into the program. The satisfaction I got from giving him a little of what I had read in those pamphlets far surpassed any feeling that I had ever had before in helping patients. So I decided that I would go to my first meeting. I was introduced as a psychiatrist. I belong to the American Psychiatric Society, but I don't practice psychiatry as such. I am a surgeon. As someone in AA said to me once upon a time, there's nothing worse than a confused psychiatrist. I will never forget the first meeting that I attended. There were 5 people present, including me. At one end of the table sat our community butcher. At the other side of the table sat one of the carpenters in our community. And at the farther end of the table sat the man who ran the bakery, while on one side sat my friend, who was a mechanic. I recall as I walked into